My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You scarfed down some food?
Yes, I did. I didn't have much today. I haven't had leftovers in a while here. And I had a cheese stick and a bag of baked potato chips.
How often do you clear out your refrigerator? Like start hunting for stuff that might be past expiration.
Yeah, probably like once a month. Maybe a little bit, maybe once every other month.
So I was at my mom's the other night.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe it's time we start looking in the fridge. And because I was going to help her, it was garbage night to take stuff out for the next morning. I'm like, let's go through the fridge. Let's see what needs to go.
Yeah.
And then it became a contest to see what's the oldest thing that you can find in a refrigerator. And the refrigerator was pretty packed. I'm like, there's some stuff in the back, Mom. There's got to be some stuff in the back.
And I can't wait to hear what you found.
Yeah, I mean, there was stuff that had, it was a few months expired, and then it was like 6 months expired. And then I think we found something that said it was like 2012 or
something. Best of used by 2012.
Yeah, I'm like, Mom, have you ever seen, you didn't know that was there. I'm like, all right, let's go. It's got... We're gonna clean this thing out a little bit. Threw out a lot of stuff.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think everybody, if they get into their fridge, can probably find something that should have been thrown out months, nay, years ago.
Oh, pantry as well, or the back corner.
Oh, the pantry.
You just keep shoving something back. Okay.
How old is this can of soup?
That's not soup anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Fong Wu's. I thought they went out of business 3 years ago. It's been that long.
We are getting... tons of feedback regarding Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers' clunky cleats would be faster on a faster person. Aaron Rodgers is old, junky, and washed up. Won't make it through the year. If Aaron Rodgers had a crew cut, he would have looked like Johnny Unitas out there. From Scott, remember the old clip of Joe Namath running as a ram in his last season?
Oh, it was pathetic.
That clip just lapped Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Guys, it's funny you brought up Aaron Rodgers' cleats. I thought it looked like his helmet was borrowed for a Joe Namath game in the 70s. It's from Kenny. Tony in a car, check out Aaron Rodgers' helmet. He was wearing some sort of huge helmet.
Maybe that slowed him down.
He looked like Kazoo from the Flintstones.
Next text. Aaron Rodgers was out there with his orthopedic shoes.
Maybe the walker slowed him down that he was using.
Next text. It's got to be the shoes, homie. No, Marv. He's old as hell. That's from an unnamed texter. From an unnamed texter, my high school basketball coach would never let anyone on the team wear black shoes because it made you look slow. You know what Aaron Rodgers is? He's in the corner of Gator's mom's fridge with an expiration date. That's 2 years old.
Best of used by 2022.
It's like, no, it's good for you. It'll clean you out. Have a spoonful. Apricot jam? What?
He did look old, man. He looked old. Old and look, the data was there. I remember I went through this and I got deep down the wormhole of some university student's paper about Achilles injuries to skill position players. And it was, who was the Michael LeSure? Didn't he tear his Achilles? Was that him, the running back from Illinois that the Lions had?
Mikel LeSure, yeah.
He tore his Achilles, and I'm like, oh, well, let's see how much. And I, you know, the data on that, it was became clear that the Achilles was the new knee, because people can come back from knee injuries, but in the day, back in the day, they didn't. Achilles was a new knee, and if you're a skill position player, you're losing speed.
Yeah.
Like, you are losing speed. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he wasn't slow. He was reasonably fast for a quarterback. But now you've got Aaron Rodgers.
He was mobile.
Yeah. Now you got Aaron Rodgers less mobile.
Well, yeah. I mean, hang another year on him, Doug.
That's total. This looks like it is a classic case of hang another year on him. 248-539-9797. Ken, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Ken?
Hi, guys. I used to be a Boy Scout Scoutmaster, and twice a year the post office would do food drive with the Scouts.
Yeah.
And to keep the boys interested, I'd get a $10 gift certificate, and whoever found the oldest item of food, we had to check it, would get the gift certificate.
Hilarious.
And this is 2022, I think it was. Kid found something from 97.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Which was like 2 years before he was born.
Wow.
And we're like, yeah, you win.
Yep.
So it was a box of macaroni.
Wow. Mm.
Ah, it's just macaroni. I mean, you know, powdered cheese. That should be good.
Yeah.
Stand the test of time. Wow. Yeah, look,
man. 1997.
We've all got something in our.
We got one beat here. Will says, I found a Miller Lite in my wife's grandmother's fridge. It expired October 1994. I could not believe my eyes.
Which probably, wait, what was it?
Can of Miller Lite.
A can of Miller Lite. So it was probably purchased 93, 92. I mean, wow.
After my grandmother's power went out, we went through her freezer and found pork chops from 1994. They are still in the freezer to this day.
Why take them out?
You know what that is?
You never know.
That's apocalypse food. That's like, unless there's an apocalypse, it's never getting eaten.
Look, even the dog you're going to eat during the apocalypse isn't going to eat those pork chops.
Oh, man.
One of my friends years ago bought a case of red, white, and blue beer in cans because it's what we used to drink back in the day because it was really cheap.
Yep.
And he still has the case of red, white, and blue. And he tells me, I still have it for when you get married for your bachelor party. We're going to bust it out. I'm like, dude, if I get married, why do you think I'm going to drink like a 25-year-old can of beer?
This is not what I'm after.
This is not what I'm after.
No.
Maybe he won. Like, he'll drink it then. In your honor.
We did this once. Me and some guys I used to have some beers with in our early 20s got together after about 20 years and said, let's get some Mickey's. Mickey's malt liquor.
White mouth?
We drank a lot when we were in that age. And I could not believe how awful it was. And that was a go-to. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God. But it happens. 248-539-9797. Rick, you're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
Good, Rick.
Good. So during the pandemic, after I got done alphabetizing all my canned goods, I attacked the spice cupboard and decided that I would throw out anything older than my son, who was 30 years old at the time.
Okay.
Lost half of my spices right off the bat.
It's amazing how we think that, like, spices are going to last. Like, oh, I got some oregano. Here we go. Let's put it in.
It'll expire.
Have you looked at your oregano lately and seen how old it is?
Needless to say, I'm not much of a cook.
Well, the thing about spices is I don't know how many times I've actually, other than salt and pepper,
mm-hmm.
how many times I've actually finished an entire thing of spice.
Oh, like, do you see how many spices and herbs are on those racks?
Yeah.
We just got a text that says, I just finished my can of cinnamon, best used by 1988.
I can believe it.
I had one of those spice racks that was like a spinning...
Like a carousel?
Yeah. A carousel rack, right?
Yep.
And I got that when I bought my first house. I brought it with me when I moved into my next house. And I spent 13 years in the first house. I threw it away, finally took it out to the curb and just threw it out a few months ago. That spice rack had been together for 20 years, at least 20 years. But I hadn't used any of those spices in like 5 years. So it's been...
Okay.
But so, some of that stuff, like seriously, you're like, oh, marjoram. Here we go. Yeah, right, you know, well, this recipe calls for garlic salt. Fair enough. I got some
that's
of that.
Fine.
Mustard. Oh, I got mustard. Oh, it's in there. So let's go to the spice rack. There it is. And you don't even think. You just throw it in there.
Yeah.
Then you start to look at the stuff and like expired in, you know, 1999. Okay. Like,
how long does it take to use celery seed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a decade. Yeah, like, I mean, like, yeah. Unless you're a restaurant.
Yeah. When's the last time I've used this saffron?
Is this fresh tarragon? No. Turmeric. Turmeric's all the rage now. This is, I mean, it's 30-year-old turmeric, but it's still good.
All right. Straight ahead. Let's talk some Lions. Dan Campbell joined the morning show. What he had to say about the offense, his evaluation of Terrion Arnold, and the pass rush. It's Carson Anderson. That is next. 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.